is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. You are about to hear from John McCarroll, Director of University Relations at ISU, about a recent Iowa Board of Regents meeting to discuss ISU's five-year budget proposal. On Wednesday, August 9th, the Iowa Board of Regents met to hear Iowa State University's upcoming five-year budget proposal. Iowa State University Interim President Benjamin Allen proposed a five-year tuition plan that would include a 7% annual increase in resident undergraduate tuition and a 4% yearly increase for non-resident undergraduates. Here to explain what was discussed at the Iowa Board of Regents meeting is John McCarroll, Director of University Relations at ISU. Thank you for coming to speak with us today, John.
Who exactly met on Wednesday, and why did they meet?
The Board of Regents set up a task force of the board. So four members of the Board of Regents yesterday conducted that meeting at Iowa State.
They met at the Scheman Building
yes.
in Ames.
Mm-hmm. Just as on Monday of this week, they conducted a similar meeting at the University of Northern Iowa. And next Monday, the 14th, they'll do the same at the University of Iowa. And so four-member task force of the nine-member board. As it turns out, three other regents were there yesterday as well, which was good. That meant seven of the board members got to directly hear our presentation.
Mm-hmm. And who are exactly the people on the task force?
The task force is four members of the Board of Regents. The Board of Regents, of course, the nine members of the board are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. So they do represent the interests of the state.
What exactly was their goal with this particular meeting?
Their goal was to hear a proposal from Iowa State University for tuition covering the next five fiscal years. That's a long time. It reflected a little bit of frustration, I believe, on the part of the board and the universities that we're having to adjust tuition mid-year at other odd times because of the fluctuation in state appropriations. Each of the three universities was directed by the board to come up with a proposal. The task force is hearing a proposal from each university, and it's my understanding that at the September meeting of the full board, they'll receive a report on that. They generally take a look at their tuition ideas for the next fall of 18 at this coming October meeting. They don't usually make a final decision till December. And the reason they do that is they want to give people plenty of time to come forward, comment, and then they want to have plenty of notice so families can prepare for the next fall.
The fiscal year for the university starts July 1st, right?
Correct.
And so we are kind of at the beginning of fiscal year 2018.
2018, that's correct.
Now, what's being discussed here is fiscal year 2019.
Yeah, most people think of it in terms of the fall semester of it'll actually be in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not this fall. It's not happening right now.
Tuition is already set for this fall.
And so what happened at this meeting was the Board of Regents was there to hear a proposal from Iowa State.
That's correct. Right. They've done two. They've done you and I and Iowa State. Next Monday, they'll do the University of Iowa. And it's important to note we had to make some basic assumptions in coming up with that recommended tuition level. Number one, that we would assume that state appropriations would remain essentially flat over this five-year period of time. We made an assumption that the inflationary impact on the universities would be about 2.14%. I'm not an economist, so don't ask me to explain that, but it's an index that's unique to higher education, and we estimate that'll be about 2.14%. We estimated that enrollment will stay about where it is now. We don't see us continuing this escalation we've had over the past 10 years.
Which is about almost 37,000 students.
Right. Last fall, we were at 36,660, mm-hmm. and we think this year we'll come in probably a little bit under that. We're going to flatten out, which is probably a good thing.
You're figuring somewhere around 35, 36,000 students for the next 5 years.
Yeah, we had to make those assumptions to come up with what should tuition be, knowing how much money we'll need to hire faculty, to support facilities, to run student programs. And the good news would be if state appropriations were to go back up, then we could adjust the tuition. And President Allen made that very clear yesterday. He was asked by a board member, well, what if state appropriations were to go back up, which would be a good thing? He said, well, we certainly would go back and look at the tuition level and adjust it accordingly. The state of Iowa has a revenue estimating group that gets together several times a year, and they're economists, and they estimate what they think overall state revenue is going to be. And that's what the state budget is set upon. And, of course, what happened last winter was they had an estimate, and they realized in January it wasn't going to happen. They were not going to get there. That's when they came to us and all the other state agencies and said, you need to cut your budgets. It was not directed specifically at the universities. All parts of state government were hit by budget cuts, and that's happened before.
Are tuition prices estimated in five-year chunks? Are we at the end of a five-year cycle?
That's a good question. I've been at Iowa State 20 years, and I don't remember anything like this. Obviously, we look ahead, but generally we've been asked to make recommendations on tuition on an annual basis. And again, we don't set the tuition. The Board of Regents says, what do you think is going to be necessary? Then they mull it over, they take public comments, and then they take a vote and they set the tuition for the three universities.
So why a five-year projection this time?
Well, I think it reflects their concern that we've had too much fluctuation in the past few years. The legislature has been unable to meet the revenue that they thought they would have available. Then we've had, like this past year, we had one increase passed after we'd already approved a general tuition increase. They like to have more predictability. And we agree with that because for the sake of the students and their families who have to come up with the money, and also, I should say, for the sake of our student financial aid planners, if you as a student come in and say, I want to go to Iowa State University, I know what the costs are. I know what tuition is. I know what my bills are going to be. Here's how much money I can come up with. I'm going to need some help. We work with every individual student to set up a financial aid plan. The more we can do that in advance so we have some idea of the available money, the better off it is for everyone.
So tell us exactly what was proposed by Iowa State.
Iowa State, again, as I indicated, made assumptions that state revenue, and that's probably his worst case scenario, that state revenue would stay flat, that our enrollment would stay flat. That means essentially in the range we are right now. But the inflationary rate that we face, buying equipment, taking care of costs on campus, housing and all that, would rise a little over 2%. And then we also made a pledge that we would reallocate money we have already internally to the rate of 2.25% per year. That's a fairly aggressive reallocation.
What does that mean, reallocate?
It might be a reserve account. It might be money, for example, that I already have in my university relations budget, and I'm told you can't spend it on Project A. That has to be reallocated for other purposes. So it is essentially money you have in hand, but you're probably not going to be able to do what you originally wanted to do with it. It's going to be reallocated for broader purposes. And the reason we said that is to indicate that we're not just asking other people for money. We're not just saying to the state, give us more money, students and parents, give us more money. We're going to continue to be efficient internally and use the money we have. So again, based on those assumptions, we came up with a plan. Now, in our case, as you pointed out, we've had historic levels of enrollment increases. We've gone essentially in the past 10 years from about 26,000 plus students up to 36,660 last fall. We have not been able to hire the number of faculty that we need to maintain a reasonable faculty-student ratio. Mm-hmm. We've not been able to add the number of laboratory sessions, classroom sessions that we need. We have been renovating and adding buildings. But part of this estimate for a 7% annual increase for each of the next 5 years is based on this is what we think we're going to need based on those other assumptions. It's a significant percentage.
What does that actually mean in terms of dollars? What would it cost?
Yeah, if this were approved, base tuition for a student who lives in Iowa, we call them resident students, at the undergraduate level, they currently this fall pay $7,456 in tuition. Now, they also pay money in fees and some other things, but that's the base tuition. That would go up by $522 in fall of 18, according to this proposal. And we've laid out what that would mean each year based on 7% each year over the next 5 years.
And what is it? What does it come to?
$558 in the fall of 19, $598 in fall of 2020, $639 in fall of 2021, and $684 in fall of 22. So if you go back and if you were to add fall of 2022 to the current, it would be about $8,1100, something like that.
Would be what a tuition would cost in
basic
5 years.
Basic tuition. Now, non-resident tuition is roughly 2.5 to 3 times that.
So that would include international students?
International students are non-residents of Iowa. Yes, they would pay the out-of-state tuition.
You are listening to Local Talk. I am Joy B. here with Ursula Rudenberg. We are discussing Iowa State University's budget and tuition hikes as they were proposed last Wednesday to the Iowa Board of Regents.
What kind of projects would Iowa State like to be doing right now that may not happen because of reallocation or just because there's no money, period, coming in for it?
Well, and let me clarify, reallocation is not a negative thing. It means we have a university strategic plan. And it makes sense to have your budget follow your strategic plan because that means you're putting the money where you think the priorities are. We have done internal reallocations before when we've realized we've got to put more money in teaching the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's the situation today. I would say one priority to answer your question is hiring more faculty. And about 2/3 of them, according to our needs, would be in the STEM disciplines.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Iowa State would like to do.
Yes, yes. And that is a priority in our strategic plan that we have to add. That's where the student demand is. And that's a priority. Of course, Iowa State, the official name is Iowa State University of Science and Technology. So we need to live up to that. A number of other things I'll just mention. We have a huge project that the state is helping fund. You've probably heard about it. Called the Student Innovation Center. It's being built on the west side of campus. This center is going to largely be a place where students can come together, I think probably largely engineering, STEM, and College of Design students, to be creative. It'll be a place where, like our solar car team and our IndyCar team and these special projects can do creative work. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of private financing for this. Donors are putting forth large amounts of money for this. State made a commitment. They've had to push it back a year. That's having to be delayed. We wish we had more money to put into deferred maintenance.
What is deferred maintenance?
Well, that's maintenance that you'd really like to do and should be done. It might mean a new railing on a staircase. It might mean rebuilding some stairs, remodeling a 50-year-old classroom. And disability, that's a very high priority. Disability access is a requirement.
Right, exactly.
But again, you know, deferred maintenance, you'd love to be able to have enough money to take care of all the – now, you're probably always going to have some. So faculty deferred maintenance, new buildings, I think in some of the student services areas because of the large increase in students, we have tried to add to the student health center, to the student counseling center, and the staff that deals with Title IX issues in equal opportunity, and that includes sexual assault, sexual harassment, those kinds of things. So those are some things that, yeah, if we had it all, that's what we'd want to do. One of the variables in all of this, for example, in recruiting faculty, is we compete with other high-level research universities all over the country. And unfortunately, we have lost some very good faculty in recent years in the high STEM disciplines like engineering and math due to better financial packages from other universities.
Okay, so Iowa State proposals were not entirely met with happy people. There were some criticisms. The president of the student body, Cody West, was critical. He called it unjust. State Senator Herman Kornbach wrote a letter saying the fee increases would could create a situation where students would have to work so much to afford tuition that education would become prohibitive, and challenged the ratio of how much the state was paying for an education and felt it should go back to standards that were in 2009. What are your comments about that?
Well, let me start with Senator Kornbach. Okay. Yes, he wasn't there. He had someone else read his message. I don't see that as a criticism of the university or the Board of Regents. I think he's looking at his own colleagues in the legislature and saying, we have to do more. And we would agree with that. You know, Herman Kornbach is also a member of our faculty, so he sees it from two points of view, the legislature and being a member of the faculty. As far as Cody, I think you're right to an extent. I have a copy of Cody's statement. I think he actually said, the time has come that we move past pointing fingers at the university administration and the Iowa Board of Regents and demand that our state legislators make higher education a priority again in Iowa. I think he was saying that the situation we're in
was unjust.
Is unjust and unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. So your perception at the meeting on Wednesday was more that feeling that things should be different were directed at the Iowa legislature, not at Iowa State.
Well, there were a number of people who commented there. Most of the comments from students were that this is not a comfortable situation when you're a student or your family, but they understand it. We had some comments that were not reported in the media. A couple of local business representatives from the research park, large employers out there who talked about the need for continuing to have a high-level education here because they hire Iowa State graduates, and these were two high-tech firms. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll get more and more comment, and I think that's what the regents expect. You know, this is going to play out over months. Mm-hmm. This is not all done right now.
You mentioned that Mr. Kornbach's remarks were really directed at the Iowa legislature, but what he says is troubling, that it might not be possible for people to swing that kind of tuition increase. It's a question that I'm sure you've had to think about, too. Like, how do you make this possible?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I can assure you that as the land-grant university, our responsibility, particularly to the state of Iowa, is access. If you meet the admissions criteria of Iowa State University, we're going to accept you. Equally important to access is affordability. It's one thing to get into the university, but if you can't afford it, you know, that's not very good. And then the other thing is quality. If you have access and you can afford it, but the quality is not very good, the bottom line, that's not a very good value to you. But the reason I point that out is we're very cognizant of the impact of any tuition increase. Any student who has concern about finances, we encourage them to go and sit down with our student financial aid office. And then our job is to work with them and their families to try to fill in those blanks, whether it be a campus job, a loan, a scholarship they might be eligible for that they didn't even know about. So, yeah, there's a real human element to this, is at what point? And I think, you know, it is not a matter of finding, you know, who's at fault. State of Iowa only has so much money to run state government, including the regent institutions. But we're saying that higher education is extremely important to the future of the state, to producing people who will be here, hold good jobs, be good citizens. So we want to make sure that the legislature continues to understand the need to invest in their public universities.
Iowa State costs a little more than $1 billion to run.
It's $1.5 billion. That's the total budget.
And so how much of that comes from the state legislature?
Cut about half of that $1.5 billion down. Then you get down to what we call the general operating budget. Okay. And that is 95% of that is tuition revenue and what we get from the state of Iowa, okay? And so right now, our appropriation for general day-to-day operations of the university is a little over $172 million. And that's down from what we were allocated last year by about $12 million.
What percentage of that comes from the Iowa State Legislature?
Tuition brings in much more money than we get from the Iowa Legislature. Right now, about 22-23% of our general operating budget comes from the legislature, state tax dollars. More than 60% comes from tuition revenue. We have other little funds, interest on investments, indirect fees are charged to research grants. That produces some money. But the big ones are tuition and the state appropriation. The interesting thing about that is, and you've probably seen the chart, that has flipped in the last 25 years. The regents keep track of a chart that showed in 1990 more than 66% of our operating revenue came from tax dollars and only 20% from tuition. Completely flipped now. It's opposite of what it was.
So that would explain the numbers that Senator Kornbrock was talking about, where he said in 2009, 48.3% of the cost of a student came from the legislature. And that was what he was recommending we go back to. So it is a different world today.
It is. And we had a number of years where the legislature and the Iowa Board of Regents had kind of a gentle person's agreement, if you will, that if you can come up with a certain amount of money, even a modest increase in state appropriations, we're going to minimize tuition increases. We were all looking for that critical balance, if you will. And that worked for several years. But then the economy had problems. And this past winter, state revenue just did not come in the way that the forecasters had expected it to come in. And so changes had to be made. We're not the only state, of course, that is having or has had financial problems. One of the things we point out is we have a list of universities that we compare ourselves to. They tend to all be land-grant universities like our. They're public land-grant universities, and they're large. Some of our peer comparison universities, the University of Minnesota, University of Wisconsin-Madison, North Carolina State, large research-based universities. We are at the bottom compared to them in the cost of resident tuition. It's hard to use that number when you're talking to a student or a parent because they may not care. Mm-hmm. They want to know, what's it going to mean to me? And that is very much on our mind. But we provide those comparisons just to say, this is what's happening around the country. This is what the cost of higher education is.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate your attention to this. Financing, particularly as it relates to students and their families, is very, very important. They are our clients, if you will. We are there to serve them.
Thank you for supporting KHOIFM.org. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find archives of all past shows at archive.khoifm.org. See you again on the radio.